ever tried to wrangle like 100,000 people, and not just any people, professionals from all corners of the globe who need like seriously high quality training, all standardized. It's a huge e-challenge.
Logistical nightmare.
Right. And that's the challenge the Royal Institute of Chartered Surveyors, RACS, for those in the know, we're facing.
They're the authority for accrediting surveyors worldwide.
Exactly. 118,000 of them, to be precise.
Which is a lot.
To say the least. So, in this deep dive, we're cracking open this case study, fresh off the digital press, about their partnership with Web Anywhere, the platform that helped them achieve the seemingly impossible.
Because honestly, keeping architects in, say, Australia on the same page training-wise as surveyors in, I don't know, South Africa,
It's mind-boggling.
it really is.
Yeah.
And it throws a spotlight on these universal growing pains so many organizations face. Like, how do you scale up but maintain the quality?
That's the million-dollar question. It's not just about adding more people to the mix, but making sure the experience is still top-notch for everyone.
Exactly. Consistency is key.
100%. And that's where things get really interesting. See, RICS existing system, let's just say it wasn't exactly winning any user-friendliness
Oh,
awards.
no.
Think clunky, think limited features, think reporting that looked like it was beamed in from the Stone Age. It was rough.
I can practically hear the frustrated sighs from here. Imagine you're ready to dive into some training, up your professional game, and the platform itself is like a hurdle you got to clear first.
It's the worst.
It's a common problem, though. And it was one RICS knew they couldn't ignore, not just for their learners' sake, but their own bottom line.
Makes sense. A clunky system just screams inefficiency.
Exactly. And it certainly doesn't scream revenue generation.
Not even a whisper. And with over 100,000 professionals relying on
They
them,
were feeling the pressure.
oh, absolutely. It was a double whammy. The system wasn't making learners happy or are meeting their internal goals. Something had to change.
Enter Web Anywhere.
Cue the dramatic music.
But what I find so fascinating about this case is that Web Anywhere didn't just try to patch things up. They really dug deep into what RICS needed, realizing that a one-size-fits-all approach just wouldn't cut it.
They needed something tailor-made.
Exactly. They recognized how globally diverse the professionals RICS serves are, and the solution needed to reflect that.
So, they were staring down this massive challenge, right? How do you create this learning experience, this awesome learning experience, and make it work for everyone? And I mean everyone, accessible, engaging, consistent, no matter where they are in the world.
It's a global puzzle.
It really is.
And what fascinates me is it's about finding that balance. You need a solution that's custom fit, but can also handle that kind of massive scale.
And that's where Web Anywhere really shines, I think. They didn't just like throw a generic platform at the problem and call it a
Oh,
day.
no, this was a ground-up operation.
They rolled up their sleeves, got their hands dirty, and built a solution specifically for RICS and their global network.
Which is such an important takeaway for, well, anyone, really. Finding a solution that truly aligns with your needs, that's tailored to you. It's like, wait, was a good analogy. Finding the right pair of shoes. You could cram your feet into something off the rack, but.
Blisters, man, blisters.
Exactly. But if you take the time to find that perfect
The
fit,
comfort, the support.
it makes all the difference.
100%. And we're talking a platform designed to like seamlessly mesh with their existing
I'm
system.
streamlining everything.
Exactly. And get this, they made it mobile friendly because let's be real.
It's 2024, who isn't learning on the go?
Right? Phones, tablets, on the train, at the coffee shop.
Learning never sleeps.
And the results, pretty impressive. We're not just talking happy learners here, though. I'm sure they were over the
Oh,
moon.
I bet.
We're talking bottom line impact. RICS saw their revenue climb over £1 million.
No small potatoes.
Not at all. And they did it while cutting down overhead costs. That's the dream right there.
It's proof that a well-designed learning strategy, especially online, can be a game changer. It's not just about delivering information, it's about optimizing the entire approach.
Efficiency and profit.
Music to any organization's ears, no matter how big or small.
Absolutely. But let's not forget those happy learners, global standardization of training. That's huge. Someone in Brazil is getting the same quality experience as someone in, I don't know, Bangladesh.
Consistency, remember.
Right. And those prehistoric reporting systems, gone, replaced with sleek data dashboards.
Giving them the insights they needed to make smart decisions.
Data-driven decisions, no more shots in the dark.
Love that.
Me too. But it wasn't just the big picture stuff. They sweated the small stuff too. You know those little details that when you get them right.
Make all the difference.
Exactly. Like using localized currencies for registration sounds simple, but...
Huge impact on the user experience. It shows they were really thinking about the learners, making it as easy as possible to dive in.
And the numbers back it up. Within a year, 20,000 users were enrolled in courses.
Wow.
Yeah. And from over 100 countries, a global classroom.
Incredible.
We even snagged this great quote from Alex Noble. He's the online academy manager over at RICS. And he said the new platform was like the kickoff, a long-term plan to create a world-class online training experience.
I love that. It wasn't just about putting out a fire. It was about building something for the future. They saw online learning as a key part of their strategy.
And that gets to the heart of it. What can we learn from all of this, whether we're talking about global organizations or an individual learner, you know, just trying to level up their skills?
What are the takeaways?
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, it's about recognizing that online learning isn't just about fancy tech. It's about building a system, an ecosystem, really, that supports and enhances that learning journey. It's all about the experience, isn't it? Like, you can have the best teachers, the best content, but if it's stuck in a platform that feels like you're using a typewriter.
It's like hiding a treasure chest at the bottom of the ocean. What's the point?
Exactly. It's about making learning so smooth, so intuitive, so enjoyable.
That the learning itself is the focus.
100%. Have you ever noticed when a platform's clunky, you're just already drained before you even start?
Oh, for sure. It's like the difference between, I don't know, a high-speed train and a donkey cart. Oh. Both get you there. Eventually.
But one's a MUCH smoother ride.
Exactly.
And this is something we can all learn from, right? I mean, not all of us are managing training for thousands of people.
Thank goodness.
Right. But think about your own learning setup. Are you juggling different courses, different platforms?
It gets messy fast.
Totally. And that's where integrated systems come in. Remember how RICS benefited from having everything interconnected?
Streamlined.
Yes. It's about bringing everything together. No more information scattered everywhere.
Like a breath of fresh air.
Totally. And let's not forget the power of data. RICS used it to make informed decisions.
Evidence-based.
Exactly. We can do the same. Track your progress. See where you excel, where you struggle.
It's like having a personalized roadmap.
Totally. You get insights into your own learning.
Powerful stuff.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into online learning with RICS and WebAnywhere, let's bring it back to you. Think about your own journey. What's one thing you could change, even a small tweak, based on what we talked about?
What's one takeaway that resonated?
Exactly. Maybe it's trying a new platform, one that prioritizes the user experience. Or maybe it's finally tracking your progress, becoming more data-driven.
Whatever it is, remember online learning. It has the power to be transformative. It's not just about the tech. It's about the entire experience.
Well said. And on that note, we'll wrap things up. Until next time, happy learning, everyone.